This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. The numbers are pretty astounding. The 7-1 victory by Germany over Brazil in the World Cup generated the most activity around a single sports game on Twitter ever.
The entertainment was not on TV anymore. It was on Twitter. Whether it was the stats being thrown out about the biggest victories, Brazil's record at home, or the jokes, and there were plenty of jokes out there at Brazil's expense, the entertainment was on Twitter, not on the field.
Jason Seguini of the Major League Soccer Network could not be more right. Over 35.5 million tweets during the game itself, and at peak volume, nearly 600,000 people were tweeting about it at the same time. And that was just on Twitter. Here to talk about this massive worldwide coverage of Brazil's most embarrassing day is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense-Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, this lopsided soccer match was really a worldwide media event. Am I right?
Absolutely. And by media event, every single possible media platform was inundated with information about Germany's defeat over Brazil. Front pages around the world got very, very creative. One of my favorite was the Metro Belo Horizonte in Brazil, which had a completely darkened stadium. That was the whole front page, except for the lit-up scoreboard. Ooh. My favorite headline, New York Times, goal, 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 goal. Goal, 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 a dark day for Brazil. On television, 6.5 million viewers on ESPN made it the highest rated, most viewed World Cup semifinal in American history. Almost 6 million viewers on Univision. In Germany, 32.6 million viewers. Like, everybody in Germany was watching television.
Everybody came together. Why?
Wow, why? That's such a difficult question. It was scheduled, right? We knew it's a soccer game. It's going to happen at a certain time period. But no one, nobody predicted this outcome.
Who was talking most about this?
Well, on Facebook, the top demographics were both male demographics. First, the 18 through 24 age group, and then the 25 through 34 age group. But the number 3 and number 4 demographics on Facebook talking about this event were women 18 to 24, and then women 25 to 34. The great thing about this is it was equally interesting for both men and women.
In the media, anyway, Kelly, Brazil wasn't the only loser that day.
Yeah, you know, Nate Silver from 538, Mr. You Can Know Everything from the Stats, he totally bombed, too. He gave Brazil a 65% chance of winning. His explanation the day later was the match was an extreme outlier where statistics are the least valuable.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense Making Project, a lot of fun made of this horrible day in Brazil. Was it all just fun and games in Brazil, too?
You know, there was this moment in the 29th minute after the 5th goal was scored, and 4 of those goals had come in 6 minutes, when you started seeing all these images of children in Brazil crying. And that collective moment of disillusionment for really an entire nation was just crushing. How does that not break your heart?